You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's have some fun. Let's talk a little football. David, if you would, please. College football.
Yes, college football. And we are, we're almost in November here. So we're getting close to the end. So, which means we're mid-season awards time. Let's get to it here. Let's start with, and I want everyone to be involved, including you, Kenny. Coach of the year. Coach of the year so far.
Start with Kenny Codd.
It's definitely not Kirby Smart, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, come on.
No, you know what? I'm going to pass for now.
What?
Because I don't want to pick Sarkisian, and I might have to.
Okay.
And you we're going what? Into this week. I'm a little raw. I'm a little emotional. It's probably Sarkisian.
Rico Beard, coach of the year.
Kurt Cignetti, Indiana. he's taking a program. Mike, you know what? Hey, full Jeter cap. Cap tip to you. You nailed it.
He's
at the
such
beginning.
A penis.
No. But he's taking a dead program. And he embraces it and is like, hey, guys, I need you to fill up the stands. Wake the F up and come out here and support our team this weekend.
Yeah.
And he's turned this team into Indiana was everybody's homecoming game.
The key to, Rico, they're entertaining to watch.
Yes.
I know that that's not the most important thing, but damn, it helps. And they got a big game against Nebraska.
They run a touchdown play.
They do, a lot of them.
Yeah.
Maple Leaf Missile. Yeah, Cignetti would be mine. I know the schedule's been soft, but he's such an ass, and I mean that as a compliment. Even what he had to say about the West Coast trip, did you hear that?
No.
So he was talking to McAfee about it, and they're like, he's like, yeah, listen, the weight guys and all the staff here, they're like, oh, we got all these plans. He's like, yeah, we're not doing any of that. We're going to show up late. We're going to get up early. We're going to kick their ass and get back on the plane. I'm just... he is who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's working. And yes, I think they'll beat Nebraska this weekend.
I don't know if he's going to be long for Indiana because I think he's going to be the hottest name in coaching. Indiana's going to have to pony up to keep him there.
But you need a school willing to tolerate him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't. He will never work at a place where the boosters are going to run the deal.
About to say a little bit of the Harbaugh effect that after a while he wears on you. And you know what? You can go.
I'd say so.
So no love for Matt Campbell.
Not a hell with him.
Okay. All right.
He's back. He's back.
Sure. Freshman of the year. Now, I think there's only two choices here.
Yeah, Ryan Williams or Jeremiah Smith. Can I just go 1 and 1A or both amazing?
You could.
I'm going to go Jeremiah Smith only because when Ohio State, who's been wide receiver U, comes out and says he is better than all of the other wide receivers that we've had as a true freshman, that speaks volumes because they have a lot of receivers in the league right now. They believe in him, and you can't stop him.
How about this? I'll go with Rico's answer. Unless Ryan Williams lights Rocky Top on fire Saturday night. But I'll go with you for right now. Let me see the kid on the big stage. What?
I'm just saying, okay.
He did great against Georgia.
Let it play out. Okay, I got you.
I want to see tomorrow night, but hell, maybe Jeremiah could do a few more one-handed grabs against State just to torment us.
Brother, when I'm sitting there in the crowd, saying, why is he celebrating? He didn't care. They showed on the Jumbotron once. Yeah, he caught it, folks. Let's
first
move on.
First player in Spartan Stadium history to catch a touchdown pass with his nutsack.
That takes talent, people.
I mean, I felt bad for the corners because you did everything that you could do.
This doesn't matter.
That's one where you just look at the coach. What do you want me to do, coach?
Rika. Sack. I mean, it's ridiculous. David, go ahead.
So rightly so. We always focus on the Heisman player of the year, stuff like that. So what? Who do you think is the most disappointing player? Player that's supposed to have expectations going in high, and they've disappointed so far. Could it be Will Howard?
Could I say Carson Beck?
You could. Yeah. You could.
The performance against Kentucky is very hard to get out of my mind. The first half against Alabama is hard to get out of my mind. He was supposed to be the number one overall draft pick in the NFL. I don't think anyone has him there anymore. I would love Kenny's opinion, but I don't know if he's in stall number two.
Yeah, I would probably go Will Howard because I expected a little more because you have a lot of toys at Ohio State.
Last play of the game.
So, yeah, I expect a certain level, and he is not that. Now he's truly the quarterback born on third base, and he is standing on third. He's not even attempting to go home.
Kenny, I said Carson Beck being the disappointment for me based on the Kentucky game, first half against Bama. I know Saturday will tell the tale, but is it fair today to say he's disappointing?
I believe it's absolutely fair. At the beginning of the season, everybody had him a high draft pick and a potential Heisman, and I just don't think he's come close.
Okay.
He's put up half of that performance in my eyes. Maybe I'm being too hard on him because he's my guy, but I don't think I am.
You know what? Let me Cam Rising.
Well, he's dead.
That's just it? Then just say he's dead.
Got it.
And stop telling me he possibly could play this weekend. Yeah, it'd be right, 'cause I expected so much and nothing from him.
David.
So since I'm on disappointing, I'll stay right there before we do surprise team. Let's do disappointing team first.
Jesus. I mean, how long you got? USC's disappointing. 3 plays from 6-0, but eventually, guys, guess what? You don't make the play. It's who you are. So USC would be one. Florida State has to take the cake there. I mean, they've been an absolute car wreck. SEC-wise, I'll own it. Rico was right, I was wrong. Ole Miss, brutally disappointing to have 2 losses before mid-October. There's 3. Michigan State. Just leave me alone. Go ahead.
Was it high expectations for that?
Just leave me alone.
Jeremiah Smith just scored.
Nuts.
I'm going to say, yeah, Florida State, I think, is that team. It went from the fluke loss overseas at Ireland to the next week. To the next, maybe they're just bad.
Correct.
Yeah. More on them later.
On this stupid bracket that I made, I have Florida State making a deep run, so call me an idiot. That's on me.
Idiots.
Surprise team. Surprise team for this year so far.
I'll give you one. And I know they're not fun to watch, and maybe you haven't seen them. What about Arizona State? They were supposed to be absolute puke. And then a beautiful angel descended upon them from Sacramento State named Cameron Scataboo. And he's basically Mike Allstott of the desert.
Mm-hmm. And their coach has pretty much said, hey, anybody that took the over on our team, congratulations. It was 4.5. We've got 5 wins. Go spend your money wisely. Surprise team for me, I like Arizona State. I got to go with Vanderbilt.
Good call. They're just, you know what? Do we just say words we never thought we'd say? Vanderbilt, good.
Yeah.
They're good. They're a ball team.
I mean, could you imagine Vanderbilt and playing Indiana in the playoffs? Sounds ridiculous. And then the winner takes on the Army. Sounds ridiculous, but.
Sounds amazing.
Could happen.
Sounds like we're doing a playoff game in West Point. Let's go.
Well, speaking of playoff games, and Kenny mentioned it, for the three of us, me, Kenny, and Rico, we did our bracket before the year. What's that team that you want to replace? Kenny just said Florida State, clearly.
Will you please take Falwell University and the boom mic and the lighting rig off of that, please?
No. Can't take Liberty off.
If you only get to take one off, David, that's not David's one.
No, that's not my one.
The pool boy's been tapping that all year, man. They ain't making the playoff.
No.
Come on now.
It's NC State. I had NC State in there.
Whoa, buddy. Hold on. You win. They are booty.
Yeah.
You know you're bad when you're catching 11 from Cal. Right,
exactly. Take them off.
At least I had them making the playoffs and losing in their first game. But I had Florida State, too. But they were losing at Happy Valley. They're going to go to Penn State, and it was going to be a whiteout, and they were losing. I'll stick with the other teams.
I had them winning twice.
Uh-oh.
Well, you've made a mistake, and that is your college football blitz.